You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
As you are well aware, the top leadership of the African National Congress says it will seek to form a government of national unity with opposition groups after last week's election failed to produce an outright winner. I want to take a different approach to the story today as we begin the program and get some insight into how high-level political talks actually take place. A key player during the CODESA period in South Africa was Rolf Meyer, who joins me on the program now. So, Rolf, firstly, what is your first response then to last night's decision? And I'm wondering if you think if this is the best option.
I think so. I pondered on the subject during the course of the week, like all South Africans did. And obviously the choices were, like I could see it, three different options. And through the week, I came to the conclusion myself that the GNU, the Government of National Unity, might be the best option. For the sake of making it more inclusive, a coalition government of a form would have meant an agreement between two parties or maybe three or four. And others could have said, well, they have been excluded and then there's new contestation. So in this case, the GNU gives a better chance for a more inclusive approach. Of course, there will be some parties that might say they don't want to come to the party, but then it's their choice. So I think in general, and on the basis of how the president has laid it out in his statement last night, I think there's a solid base that can be formed. That would be, I would go along with that.
So, Rolf Meyer, let's look at the process now, if we can. There is a huge political settlement to negotiate. So, based on your experience in the past and at CODESA, where do you start something like this?
You know, there are many similarities, but also a lot of differences between the situation then and the process that we had to follow. I think we started off further away from each other in the 1990s than where the parties find themselves today. We had to learn to work together at that stage. It was not something that happened during apartheid times at all. And so there was no exposure to each other, and we started off, one can even say, as enemies. Now the guys and women are working together for a period of time in the same parliament at least, or in the same provincial administrations and legislatures, and they know each other, they know their positions, so I guess they can, on an easier basis, come together and start the process. The difficulties that exist is that they have very little time to iron out differences, and I feel for them about that because it is great urgency. They have to consult with their constituencies. Or different party structures, that makes it difficult. It's not something that you can run over. And what it amounts to is that in the end, a government of national unity is something of a consensus government. So there has to be, the differences have to be addressed in such a way that there is maximum consensus, otherwise it can't work.
Again, Rolf Meyer, based on your experience, how did you convince others on your side when there was doubt in the room? Because it is inevitable that there is going to be increasing dissent within the ANC itself.
Yeah, I think not only in the ANC, probably in the DA as well. You know, I've spoken this week to both sides, people that I have access to, and you know, it's quite clear there are huge differences. I say both sides, I mean ANC and DA. I haven't spoken to other parties, but it's quite clear there are huge challenges that they will have to meet, undoubtedly so. To my mind, what I knew from my experience, what worked is that you have to stress the alternative and how unacceptable that could be. You know, so and in the end, everybody has to run a risk. You can't pass that point. There will be risks to be run. There will be doubts. But I think the overall picture has to be painted in terms of what are the alternatives. And, of course, national interest has to come first. And I believe that is the approach that the parties that are seriously considering this will follow. I think the president made it very clear in his statement last night that national interest is the priority. So I think it's best to spell out, in other words, the unacceptability of the alternative and through that confront those supporters that might have second questions.
And Rolf Meyer, just a final question. How did you, or how can the noise from outside, which is always there, be filtered or drowned out?
You will recall that we followed at that time a fairly open and transparent process, you know, and I think this is one of the tools that one can use under the current circumstances as well. And it's good that the parties are communicating their positions. That is how you keep people informed. And also, like the president was saying last night, if there is an agreement, it has to be made public. And everybody should be made accountable for what they're signing. And that is the best way to come to a solution. But Jeremy, I think it's also important to make this point about the need for developing good relations between those that will participate in the government jointly. You might differ on a lot of things, but if you have a good relationship with those that you differ from, you can actually, despite the differences, work together and find a way to go forward. That's the way to build trust. And I think, you know, whereas parties have in the past, those that will now participate in the government, sitting across the aisle from each other in parliament and fighting it out on a daily basis almost, they now have to suddenly reverse some of those positions, make compromises, take a different view on how to govern the country. But they can do so if they believe in each other and trust each other. Like I say, differences will not go away, but you can handle it.
Rolf Meyer, this conversation takes me back many, many years. Thank you so much for joining me today.